This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again, then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
But how will you do that exactly, since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control?
I promise you we'll be able to do it.
Tonight, sabotage at sea. That's what President Biden is calling the leaks and explosions on the Nord Stream pipeline.
Like a boiling cauldron, the busy Baltic Sea bursting with gas from ruptured Russian Nord Stream reinforced pipelines.
First on CNN, sources telling us that European security officials observed Russian Navy ships earlier this week in the vicinity of those leaks in the Nord Stream pipelines that were likely caused by underwater explosions.
Here's what we know. We know that Russian support ships, Russian Navy support ships, were spotted in the vicinity of the leaks on these pipelines. We were also told by a source familiar with the intelligence that Russian submarines were spotted in the general area last week.
I think this is clearly an act of sabotage of some sort, and Russia is certainly the most likely suspect.
It's incredibly alarming.
President Vladimir Putin has blamed the United States and its allies for blowing up the undersea Nord Stream pipelines.
It was a deliberate act of sabotage, and now the Russians are pumping out disinformation and lies.
If Russia wanted to shut off the pipeline, they would flip the button. They would twist the knob. They don't need to blow it up. It's theirs. It starts in Russia.
So it was pretty obvious to us the Biden administration was involved in this.
They have been lying to us all along about this. There's no way the United States was not either involved or knew about this or at the very minimum approved it.
Today, a senior U.S. government official rejected a new claim by Russia's defense minister. He claimed that Ukraine is preparing to detonate a radioactive dirty bomb with Western help on its own territory.
This is the first time the 101st Airborne Division has deployed to Europe since World War II.
The idea that we're going to send in offensive equipment and have planes and tanks and trains going in with American pilots and American crews, just understand and don't kid yourself, no matter what y'all say, that's called World War III.
The U.S. will have to send their sons and daughters exactly the same way as we are sending their sons and daughters to war, and they will have to fight, and they will be dying.
Air sirens blaring across much of central and eastern Ukraine today as Putin's forces ramp up.
Washington has placed more than 8,000 U.S.-based troops on a heightened state of alert.
Today, the U.S. sent in the cavalry, bound for Romania, right along the Ukrainian border.
If we continue down this path, we may end up with a nuclear holocaust.
CNN has learned that the U.S. is developing contingency plans for possible Russian escalation in its war in Ukraine, including the potential use of tactical nuclear weapons.
Russian President Vladimir Putin today making it official. He just formally suspended Russia's involvement in its last remaining nuclear arms control treaty with the United States.
The prospect of nuclear conflict, once unthinkable, is now back within the realm of possibility.
Every actuary, every historic war game, every analysis shows this leads to total thermal nuclear war.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Oh,
got some good news. Our high-quality supplements really work, and we have about an 80% reorder rate with customers. That's the good news. They're amazing. The bad news is around 1% or a little less of our actual viewers and listeners ever go to InfoWarsStore.com and ever actually buy the products. So you're missing out on these products, plus it funds the InfoWar. Think of what we've done with just 1% of our massive audience actually buying products. Think what would happen if those of you on the fence actually went to InfoWarsStore.com and got some of these amazing products. I would recommend Turmeric 95 for your joints, your bones, inflammation, to get one of the biggest effects, so you reorder and see how great it is. Also, we've got the super high-quality full-spectrum CBD oil that's so good for your neurological systems, your brain, your joints, your bones as well. Or Real Red Pill Plus. Just go try the product, fund the InfoWar, and help us defeat the new order together. InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, it's hour number two on this live Wednesday, March 8, 2023 transmission. About to open the phones up and take your calls and cover a lot of breaking news. Here are the topics I'm throwing out. I'd ask callers to call in on these topics because I want to get your view on it. I think the listeners want to hear your ideas and information as well. Number one, the deep state gaslighting everybody and saying, oh my God, you can't see raw footage that contradicts our official story. We've got to stop Tucker Carlson. Now the evidence mounting that they blocked what he was going to air last night. What is your view on this? Where do you think this is going? Also, Biden rolls out his new big national initiative, cybersecurity strategy, to force us onto a central bank digital currency where everything we do is tracked and traced and controlled. This is the mark of the beast. I want to take your calls on that subject as well. And then the good news, not just Senator Paul, but a lot of other governors, members of Congress, other senators, other House members, we have the smoking guns from Twitter, Fauci censoring medical treatments, Fauci censoring origin of the virus, the government now admitting what we already knew, that it came out of Wuhan, that it was artificially made. We told you that 3 years ago plus. But the fact that that's coming out now and that Fauci's in so much trouble is a beautiful thing. And the hearings are set to begin. We got to discredit the people that launched this attack so they can't launch the next attack. Because it's Fauci, even though he's, quote, retired, involved heading up the new UN board with the new UN treaty over our bodies that Biden says he's going to put us under. Talk about a UN takeover. You thought it'd be soldiers. No, they come in white lab coats. Absolutely outrageous. It's actually happening. That's some of the issues we're going to be covering as well. Toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539 or 877-789-ALEX. And we're taking long-time callers, first-time callers, people that agree, disagree. But these are the topics that we're covering. Have a clean phone line and be ready to make your points. And I'm going to move quickly through the calls. So if I hang up on you after a minute or so, I'm not being rude. I'm trying to get everybody to, bam, talk to millions of people, get your point, and move forward to the next person. So 877-789-2539. I want to hear from you, 877-789-ALEX. Speaking of Fauci, and speaking of all the information that's coming out, let's play a clip of Rand Paul on Fox News talking about the situation.
The reason Dr. Fauci didn't want any attention drawn to this or to his funding of the lab is that ultimately he would have culpability. Ultimately, there's a responsibility because for years he had advocated for gain-of-function research. He's even quoted as saying in 2012, if a pandemic should occur, if a scientist should be bitten by an animal and the virus gets out of the lab, it would be worth the knowledge. But in late January 2020, there's a flurry of emails that go on all night long till 3 in the morning. The next day, there's a video conference, and and eight good friends of Fauci, scientists, famous virologists, come together and they say, Dr. Fauci, we think this leaked from the lab. The virus, the sequence of the RNA is suspicious. We think it came from the lab. And at the end of the phone call, they all became convinced otherwise, and they agreed to write an article saying something the opposite of what they were saying in private. So yes, Dr. Fauci and Dr. Collins and others orchestrated a cover-up. There's emails between Dr. Collins and Dr. Fauci in which Dr. Collins says this wouldn't be good for China. This wouldn't be good for science, meaning that it wouldn't be good for the business of science, for the money that changes hands. There's so much going on here, and when the American public finally find out, I mean, there's going to be such dissatisfaction in this country like you can't believe. For example, we know that the NIH gave money to American universities who then gave it to military researchers. These are researchers with the title of general and colonel in the People's Liberation Army. Our universities gave NIH money to them to do military research. This is a real problem. When the truth gets out there, when this is finally declassified, it's going to be explosive.
And I want to be very precise here. The military-industrial complex is not our military. It's the criminals that control it. They developed these viruses. They got in trouble in 2015. Obama got caught. They moved it to Wuhan. So I'm not defending them, and I'm not defending China. I want to lay out the pieces here. It's treason to move those viruses to communist China and to give them those weapons when they can't do the type of technology we can with the CRISPR editing. But all our weapons, all our designs, you look at the Air Force, you look at it all, it's copies of our stuff. Bad copies. So that's all treason. So moving it there is treason, whoever's behind it, the Chinese, the Pentagon, whoever. But we know from all the top experts in the research, all confirmed this year and last year, but we told you with Dr. Francis Boyle 3 years ago, the author of the U.S. Biological and Chemical Weapons Laws, the former top U.N. war crimes prosecutor, he has all the sources. He nailed it 3 years ago plus, 3 years and over a month ago. That's 3+ years ago. That it was the Pentagon that actually developed this crap, had it moved to China because it was illegal to do it here. So it's double treason. It's treason by Fauci and Daszak, all of them working on it in the lab over there. And it is treason by our hijacked Pentagon that they were involved in this. So they're all guilty. They're guilty for making the virus that's illegal to make gain of function. They're guilty for shipping it to China. And then they're guilty for lying about it to Congress and covering it up and demonizing people like me. And listen, I'm not the smartest guy around. I just do research in my head's in the game. What am I supposed to do when I learned 3 years ago they were doing this? Just sit here and lie to you? I just can't do it. Was Dr. Boyle supposed to lie to you? Was Dr. McCullough supposed to lie to you? Was the top Indian research scientist supposed to lie to you? Was the discoverer of HIV supposed to lie to you as a Nobel Prize? He told you 2.5 years ago. We have a responsibility to not lie to you. Man, I hate it when I make mistakes. I get so mad at myself. I do make mistakes occasionally. But I never, 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 never lie to you. Because that's my value to me, that I'm telling the truth. Let me tell you something. When you train yourself to do nothing but tell the truth, your brain works so much better. I don't have to think about what I'm going to say. I don't have to sit there and worry about what I said before. I just say it, and your brain just operates on full cylinders. But people in this culture that have believed lies, they get infected by the virus of lies, and they don't even know how to think anymore, and they basically have mass psychosis. I'm going to go to break and come back with your phone calls here in a few minutes, but this is just totally insane. Absolutely, totally insane that you heard them say no gain of function. They censored people 3 years ago, 2 years ago, a year ago. And we told you it came out of the lab because we had the scans out of France and the scans out of Canada and the scans out of India and the scans out of Australia. Oh, they had all the scans here in the U.S. None of the big research facilities that had the billion-dollar machines that looked at it and knew exactly what it was. Like, what's that? That's a 57 Chevy. What's that? That's a 1977 red Ferrari. What's that? That's a 2020 Tesla. They know what the damn things are. They know exactly what they are. They know exactly where they came from. And there was a big debate in 2015, back before our country was totally controlled by big tech and corporations, by scientists in our country saying, get this virus program shut down. Gain of function with coronaviruses is insane and illegal. It's a frickin' death penalty. But these arrogant sons of Satan are just doing it, and now they got stuff thousands of times worse. They got Marburg that kills 90-some percent of people if they get it. And these bastards have made all this crap, and they're getting ready to turn it loose on us and pose as our saviors and take over with a world government and a cashless society in the name of protecting us. Are we going to sit here and let them ruin our civilization and kill our children? No, we're not. We're going to expose them. We're going to get them. They're going to get indicted. They're going to get convicted. And then they are going to pay for what they did so everybody else gets it through their damn heads. You mad scientists better stop your crap killing all of us or you are going to get your heads separated from your bodies. We'll be right back. InfoWars.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Last segment, I'll be completely honest with you. I love my 21-year-old son. I love my 19-year-old daughter, 18-year-old daughter. I love my 15-year-old daughter. But when they get bigger, you don't feel as protective of them as an instinctive level. You still love them just as much, maybe more. But, man, I think about my 5-year-old daughter, how cute and innocent she is. And I think about these monstrous, psychopathic mad scientists with labs all over the world brewing up stuff that makes COVID look like a walk in the park, and how they write all these documents and all these grants and call it gain of function when it's totally illegal. If I was selling fentanyl to school kids, I deserve to be executed. If you were doing it, you deserve to die or live under the jail. These people are doing stuff way worse than that, and they sit there like Fauci and Bill Gates laughing at us like a bunch of demons, because they are that. And we need to get angry and expose them politically. Don't kill them. Don't go blow them up. Don't turn them into victims. Destroy their name. Destroy who they are. Expose the murderers. Let everybody know they're the villains so that they can't do it again. Everybody knows they're the authors of the destruction, and then they'll get brought to justice one way or another through the legal system. It's happening right now. They got away with a bunch of bio attacks in Africa and Asia. They got away with adding sterilants to vaccines. They got away with a bunch of stuff in the past. They got away with a ton of stuff. And they thought they could get away with this. They're not going to get away with it. By the way, I saw something trending on Twitter over the weekend, and I meant to send it to the crew, and I forgot. Guys, find the Gates clip from 2.5 years ago when he was on Fareed Zakaria. And the way to find it is you type in Bill Gates laughs when Zakaria says the pain is going to last a long time. And I noticed that clip was put out, and the bots on Twitter were saying it's fake. Bill Gates didn't laugh at that. I have the original CNN clip. I played it probably 100 times. It's real. He always laughs when he talks about killing people. But see, people see that, they go, oh, there's no way he laughs when Zakaria goes, the pain's going to last a long time, it's not going to go away, it's going to get a lot worse. And Gates is like, yes, yes. And then they just reminded me of that, because if you're a radio listener, you can't see it. TV, they just put a clip of him up with Colbert 2.5 years ago, right around the same time. And Colbert's like, what's coming next? You predicted this, you're so smart. He goes, well, terrorists will release a new bioweapon that will kill far more people. And Gates starts laughing and giggling, and so does Colbert. It's so much fun to be discussing how they're exterminating us, because they're psychotics, and so is Colbert. He's in with them. He hangs out with them. They're all part of it. So the crew already found the clip. Yeah. Get those queued up to that point for the next segment, and him on Colbert, and we'll play those clips. No, this happened. Imagine the left. Their job, because Bill Gates spends tens of millions a year on propaganda, their job is to prop up a psychopath that giggles and laughs talking about people dying, when all he's ever said is he wants to depopulate people, but now he wants to make us roll up our sleeves and take shots because he wants us to live. By the Grim Reaper showed up at your door and said, I want you to take vitamins. I say, I don't think those are vitamins. I think those are cyanide. All right, I'm done ranting. Let's go to your phone calls. We got Candace and Lisa and Greg and Kelly and Bob and Robert and Nick and Zach and James and Josh and Brian and so many others. Candace, thank you for calling. You want to talk about Biden and his new rollout of the cashless society and central bank digital currencies and the social credit score under the rubric of cybersecurity? You're on the air.
Exactly. Hey, Alex. Yes, I'm a deep state whistleblower, former New World Order mind control slave, and I've called before about the IBM book that they had planned all of this out. It is the Mark of the Beast system. They were using pandemic rhetoric research studies at Oslo's college to research ways to get people to comply with authority figures with pandemic rhetoric, COVID-19. This was pre-planned.
I know, I saw that. So was right. Yale and a bunch right. of others. And you're talking yes. about IBM and the Holocaust, the Pulitzer yes. Prize-winning book by Black?
It's IBM Adventures of the Future. This was given out amongst the people at IBM, the data processing division. This book is worth $1,000 online, and it's from 1979. Oh. It has their war plans against us. Our consciousness.
Well, you know why? The founder of IBM, Thomas Watson, was the main funder of Hitler and ran the Third Reich from the U.S. Hitler said he was the person most in command, gave him the highest award, even above the awards Hitler had. The highest award ever given was to Thomas Watson of IBM. The entire Holocaust was run by IBM, the IBM machines, all of it. So, yes, IBM has been a eugenics operation funded by the British royalty starting in 1857. They put the equivalent of trillions at that time into developing what they would call computers for biometrics to create race purity and race hygiene. It's in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. You cannot make this up. I've not read the book you're talking about, but I certainly know what you're saying is true. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Let's go to Nick in Tennessee. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Welcome.
This is Nick Anonymous. How you doing?
I'm on air, sir. Go ahead. Welcome.
We have to become emboldened by their attempts to take away our freedom of speech. We have to know that we can fight fire with fire to fight these tyrants, the tyrant class, in this battle of ideas. Chuck Schumer attacks us by attacking the truth, and Mitch McConnell, the evil tyrant turtle, with her, "I'm Mitch McConnell, this is a piece of paper, shows the chief of the Capitol Police statement. This guy is a tyrant, okay?"
Well, I like this the term guy, you use. I'm going to use that. They are the tyrant class.
Yes, and these tyrants, the tyrant class, are defending the parasite class who are literally attempting to enslave the planet. They figuratively attack Rupert Murdoch. They attacked Rupert Murdoch, okay? Chuckie Schumer said something to the point where, you know, he said, "Fox News, Rupert Murdoch, you can't let this air." We have to figuratively attack, fight fire with fire, and attack Ted Turner and CNN for the actual fake news and misinformation. They're pushing out actual misinformation.
Absolutely. The people with the biggest lies are the ones that want to manage everything and claim they're the arbiters of truth. We have to politically, culturally, nonviolently attack the fraud and realize they're trying to suppress our speech because it is the antidote. It is the answer. Thank you so much for the call. All right. I only got the two calls that segment, but that's not going to happen next segment. I'm taking 4 or 5 calls next segment and the next segment. So Brian in Colorado and others, get ready and start your engines, ladies and gentlemen. But look, I'm not against technology, but the technocracy, a term they coined over 160 years ago, was set up and designed and envisioned by the British Empire, mainly, as a system of control. So they said, "We want biometrics, we want computers, we want to know the secret of the cells." And they went and gave unlimited funding, like the British did 400 years ago, where they said, "We want a clock that ticks and works properly, and will give you the equivalent of $1 billion today." And a guy invented it a couple years. I mean, they would just put the money out and say, "We want it, give it to us." And ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has proven itself the last 28 years to be over the globalist target and having the biggest effect out there against those tyrants. And we fund our operation with viewers and listeners' support while selling you great products at the same time. So I want to thank all the viewers and listeners who have supported us over the years by spreading the word, praying for the broadcast, and buying product. But I really want to encourage those of you that have been on the fence, that have never actually gone to InfoWarsStore.com, to go there and get the great books and films and supplements and survival gear that's there that won't just empower you and enrich your life, but again, will keep this broadcast transmitting. So whether it's Real Red Pill Plus or our super high-quality CBD oil or the 50% off or our great Fizzy Magnesium product, or whether it's Down and Out, our great Sleep Aid that's back in stock, it's all there. Our turmeric, 95% cumanoid, strongest out there, turmeric 95, it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and it keeps us on the air. So make the decision to enrich your life and keep us on air, InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I've got a...
Never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Let's go to Brian in Colorado. You're on the air, Brian.
Hey, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Well, I just wanted to talk about Tucker. I think he would. I think he'd pump up the InfoWars audience just a little bit more. You know, hopefully, corporate dinosaur media does what it does best and screws this up. I really hope so, because you know everyone's going to see the truth and they're going to follow Tucker, and we're just going to have a bigger community build.
I totally agree. The big win is it made it a big front and center story that they don't want you to see raw footage, that they're saying it's evil and bad. They're harassing Elon Musk for putting out the fact that Fauci suppressed gain of function, lab leak news. I mean, they are on the run right now. And long term, there's no way they put the genie back in the bottle.
No way at all. No way at all. I'd love to see the lawyers start going after them. And then the J6 people. Like, I can't believe after even just last night that those people are still in jail. Get them out.
Can you believe Jacob Chansley, the Q shaman, asked in court for the raw footage saying the police brought me in and they wouldn't let the jury see that? How evil is that?
No, it's insane. And y'all need to buy some more InfoWars products to help Alex and help Owen Troyer. And my favorite, my personal favorite is the American Journal. I freaking love Harrison. But you guys, a fourth person, Tucker Carlson, I think he would do great. You know what? I hope he screws up and you guys get bigger. I hope you guys get your own TV channel out of this.
Well, they don't let other independent channels. I appreciate your call. When One American News started rivaling Fox, they were taken off cable. When Newsmax started rivaling, they were taken off cable. So there's a monopoly going on, massive censorship. So that's what's going on. I appreciate your call. Look, I love Tucker, and I'm glad he's been able to tell the truth where he's at. And I'd like to see Fox News be more hardcore, not less. Let's go to Bob in Illinois. Bob, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's an honor to speak with you. I'll start with my point so you can cut me off during the story, encouragement, and flattery. Would you please use your influence to pressure Jim Jordan and that panel of Judicial Oversight Committee to subpoena the judges that are denying habeas corpus to the J6 prisoners?
Well, let me say, my influence is you, the listeners and viewers. Yes, everybody should call Jim Jordan's office. They should call the rest of that committee and say, we want due process, 2+ years, some people, hundreds of them, still held without trial. That is outrageous. That's Guantanamo Bay in America.
Yes, and those justices should be subpoenaed and held, you know, be able to say why they're doing that.
Well, Tucker was hardcore last night saying Mitch McConnell's a Chinese agent and the judges in D.C. are total tyrants. I mean, he was absolutely, everything he was saying was over the top.
Yeah, but if they get subpoenaed, that means they have to leave their comfortable place and go sit in front of those people and give an account. So my story, I went to the rally. I didn't go to the Capitol, thank God. That's when I started listening to you faithfully. And thanks to you and people that listen to me, we didn't get poisoned. I have a signed copy of your book. I buy supplements and I donate when I can't afford it. I'm holding one of your coins in my hand, and I've asked God to let me keep it in heaven. So if you see somebody wearing it on their uniform up there, that's me. And then one last thing, if they don't mind. If you find that your place in heaven is a little bit bigger than the others, it's so you can invite us over a couple times a year for some barbecue and maybe some football in the backyard. How about that, sir?
Love you, brother, and I thank you for getting the founding member coin. I love you. I appreciate you, too, and I'm honored that you're a listener. God bless you. All right, let's talk to Kelly in Arkansas. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning from Arkansas, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Great to talk with you. Hey, you're right about memory, you know, but the good book, it says that you don't sin, and that is valid. But you've been validated. Thank you for seeing time. I started opening my eyes and as an infantryman with the 502nd Infantry in the Gulf War, I started to see things weren't right and there was something else going on. And I started looking and digging. And I just think these January 6th tapes, I think they need to be released no matter what. I mean, an unbiased news source needs to release these, and I hope he's completely unbiased. And
did you hear the clip of the Attorney General saying 5 police died that day?
Oh, absolutely, sir. Absolutely. And I got in trouble at work at the time. I'm a semi-retired, and I was running a liquor store at night, kind of a night manager type thing. And I was told to put the flag down at half mast for the police officer who died. And I said, I'm not going to do that because there was no one killed that day by that group, by anybody else besides the Jan Sixers who died. I think there were 5 or 6 of them that were killed.
Yeah, there were 5 citizens killed that day. No police officers. It's a total lie. And 2 years later, when it's a known lie, the Attorney General said it again at a press conference.
Yes, he did. And they're running. They're scared. They're very scared. And so I think maybe Tucker, like you, I think you said it the other day or just yesterday morning or whenever it was, you said he might have just lured them in to see what would happen in the beginning of this. So maybe that's what he's doing. But I just have one more thing. I'm not a well-spoken man, but you are a warrior of God, and you are validated. I would stand up in your defense that you are a man of God. And
well, I'm certainly trying, sir, and I love you and I appreciate you. Look, I'm just fighting like everybody else to be free.
all of you are just as important as I am, please. But I definitely love God, and I love justice, and I love the truth. And I don't like tyrants, and I don't like people creating bioweapons that can kill all of us. I'm pissed. Let's go to Greg in Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Hey, I got two things. Number one, little message for Tucker Carlson. The door's opened a little bit. He opened the door for us. He backed away a little last night. One phrase I want to tell him. Don't give a crippled crab a crutch. Okay? Step on him. You got the door open. We're starting to win this deal little by little. He opened the door. I'm mainstream. Let's just step on him.
Well, in fairness to him, they control his show. His show is not live. Every once in a while it is. It's taped right up until showtime. And so I guarantee you, they said, we're not going to air that about 2 hours before showtime. They reviewed what he was going to put out. They said no. Lawyers have to review it. And so they didn't tell him he couldn't air it. They blocked it for now. That's why at the end, you could tell it was a bad edit because it wasn't an edit. He cut in live. I know how these things work. I'm going to leave it at that. That's why it was like super HD when he cut in for just a second. It wasn't taped. But he said, they're trying to stop us. They're not going to stop us. We're going to get this out. And so I'm not going to get into how I know all that, but I know that. And so there's a big internal fight going on right now.
Hey, we got the door open. Let's keep stepping on. Number two, Alex, a few months ago, before you took a break, I want to get some business going for you guys and get some money flowing into you on a monthly basis. You were going to have your guy, Joe, call me, your business guy.
Give me your name and number again, brother. I appreciate your call. All right, let's get another caller in here. Let's go to Zach in South Carolina. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? I'm a team leader in the Army National Guard with a mechanized unit, and I have a great concern for a lot of the soldiers out there that took the vaccine. There's actually a lot of us, Alex, that didn't really take it. A couple thousand, I would say, that just literally found a way out of it. But I'm among those, and I'm really concerned for the guys that got it, because you have a bunch of young soldiers who are at risk for the myocarditis, the clotting, the heart failure, and if these globalists get their way, we're going to be put into a war where we're going to have high-intensity cardiovascular work worked in with adrenaline, and our guys are going to be in a lot of trouble. I mean, just imagine the battlefield. It's kind of like the analogy with the movie Gladiator where you have Russell Crowe and Jacqueline Phoenix. We've gotten the poison dagger in our soldiers. So it's a big concern.
No, I totally agree, and you know your science, that it's people in really good shape when they go into super cardiovascular mode with a lot of adrenaline. That's when any heart scarring you don't know about causes cardiac arrhythmia or cardiac arrest, and you're absolutely right. And the good news is we know that not all the shots they shipped out actually had the dose in it. It was a weird actuary test they were doing on the public with different strengths. But allowing that to happen to our military... Stay there. I want you to be able to finish your point, Zach. Is what the Chi-Coms would want. The Chi-Coms won't take the experimental shot, but our military was illegally given it. Now, Congress took the money back in the current defense spending bill, so now they've had to stop giving the troops the shots. And California now said, okay, no more forced shots for kids or medical workers. So we're having some victories. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Story. Not about being vindicated, it's about stopping these monsters, but we've been vindicated. So be proud of the fact you've been a supporter of this transmission. Be proud of the fact that you've carried us through together. Two things. There are less than 1,000 signed books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, left. It's a fundraiser to keep us on air. The regular unsigned books, we've got unlimited amounts of those. Those are at InfoWarsStore.com. But The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed by yours truly. I've signed the last ones, and that's it for signed copies of this number one best-selling book. It helps keep us on air. We're barely in the black right now, which means we're making it. But we got great products you need, so please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Also, my dad's latest toothpaste he's developed is really an over-the-top vitamin mineral toothpaste that has so many incredible things in it. In fact, I've got a list here. I'm not going to read them all. It doesn't just have high-quality turmeric concentrate for inflammation, antioxidants, regenerating gums, you name it. But zinc citrate, calcium carbonate, it's got turmeric root powders. It's got tea tree oil that's so important. It's got mentha leaf oil in it as well, coral calcium, and a lot more. Peppermint oil, iodine. It just goes on and on. My dad threw the kitchen sink at this And I got to say, it is a powerful toothpaste for your mouth health and so much more. And your mouth is the most absorbent part of your body, so it goes right into the cells at point-blank range. Now, the new Dr. Jones Naturals Tumor Toothpaste available, InfoWarsStore.com. And it's a big tube of toothpaste. There's no fillers. It works great. Please get yours today, InfoWarsStore.com. Zach in South Carolina, you're in the military, in the Army, Reserves, or the Guard, I think you said, and you were making a point about these poison shots. How vindicated now are you guys that they've had to pull back from it because of all the pressure in Congress? Same thing in the blue states, New York, California, having to back off. That's good. I mean, they still hurt a lot of people, but if we wouldn't have fought, if we wouldn't have spoken out, if you wouldn't have held out, they'd still be doing it, brother. So I salute you and those that stood strong and said no.
Oh, yeah, extremely vindicated, Alex, extremely vindicated. I mean, a lot of my friends actually got out because of all this that was going on. But just to finish off, you actually mentioned that your primary mission of informing the public was complete. I wanted to reassure you that I think your new primary mission is to continue spreading the word of Jesus Christ and having guests on that are like professionals in regards to that information.
I 100% agree. The mark of the beast is here. Now it's about the soul. And I'm not saying I don't have more important missions. I'm just saying I knew the mission was to expose the New World Order, get a bunch of people talking about it. And I can sit back now. We have all these other wars to fight, but say, wow, in that mission, in my lifetime, something most people never get to see, that God laid on my heart, we all of us together really completed that mission. And it doesn't mean we don't have more to do now. Now is the next part of the fight, but I just got chills. We literally did that together.
That's right, Alex.
Anything else you'd like to add, brother?
I'd just like to give some shout-outs to some Christian content creators like Trey Smith, Nelson Waters, Dr. Gene Kim of Real Bible Believers on YouTube, AOC Network, and my own, the PGAPG broadcast, where I'll be interviewing L.A. Marzulli tonight, and PGAPG underscore on Instagram. Alex, thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. Great caller, great content, and a crisp phone. I really like that. We'll have great callers, but I've got to, like, strain to hear what they're saying. Believe me, I get it. My cell phone's horrible, too. Josh in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Alex? The Vitamin Mineral Fusion is my favorite product. I can't wait to try the turmeric toothpaste. Also, a suggestion, you know, the Patriot Point's a great thing. Maybe there's a way... people like me with a lot of Patriot points, we could send those to people, get them as new listeners.
Ooh, that'd be nice. And when you built up enough, if you can convert it to a promo code that's like a digital online gift card, that's a great idea.
Yeah. Just like an email I could send to somebody, say, hey, check out this store. You got a $10 gift card or whatever it is.
Well, that's an even better idea that you just kind of spurred. We should have digital gift cards, duh, on the site that you can buy and send to people. That is a fabulous idea. Or be able to convert Patriot points. As soon as I'm off today, first thing I'm doing is going to go over to the marketing department. That's two people. And get that done. And here's the good news. We've had so little money, we couldn't reorder T-shirts. We couldn't reorder coffee. We couldn't reorder all sorts of stuff. We finally got enough into the black that we're about to have the money to invest in getting the things you really want. So we're clawing our way out. Every time that happens, something new hits us. But thank you, listeners, for buying the product. We are clawing our way out of this. We are fighting so hard. Anything else?
November 2021, I called in talking about a Brookings Institute report from 2013. I have it all linked up on my blog, thegoodfightnews.com, but the white paper was called Securing the Net, Global Governance in the Digital Domain. And what that report outlines, a little excerpt from here, which, again, you could find the top article on that website, thegoodfightnews.com. It says the collapse of e-commerce will throw the global economy into a recession. It goes on to say governments will be spurred into action. I also go on to talk about the cyber trends that'll happen in 2022 going on to 2030. And I basically say at the bottom of the article, cyber war will not only be on the Internet, it'll become physical. I go down to highlight that the White House signed the National Security Memorandum on Improving Industrial Control Systems. Biden signed that, I believe it was July 2021. And then it goes on to have the updates of January 2023 this year, where the FBI attacks on the stations Time Magazine put out the article, the power grid.
Well, that's right. The left is using Antifa to attack infrastructure, so the globalists have a pretext to come in and take over infrastructure with AI, so they have full control.
Yep, so we're going to see more of this going on, and then this is going to lead us into the digital currency. They already
absolutely,
have.
100%. Destroy the old system to bring in the new. Amazing point. James in Indiana, you're on the air.
January 6th prosecutors need to be disbarred. The shaman should be released yesterday. There are no fair federal trials. The government manufactures evidence and brings people in the line on a regular basis. I've contacted McCarthy's office calling him to call for the disbarment of corrupt prosecutors. Even in Indiana a while ago, the government was rigging cases to put people on death row. Article, prosecutors accuse one another. And also, Schumer has no right to stifle free speech.
I totally agree with you. And what do you think of them suppressing? And that did go on, folks. They did suppress what Tucker was going to release last night. The question is, will that information get out?
It is a violation of our free speech. Also, in this country, the IG needs to be totally reformed. You know, they allowed the Phoenix scandal to happen that killed 40 vets. They allowed the director, still $250,000, to keep her job. They also allowed the chief of staff to turn vets into drug addicts and did absolutely nothing. The IG needs to be reformed as they have been used to retaliate, target members of Congress while allowing the government to break federal prescribing laws, drug veterans, and manufacture cases against veterans and the disabled. They are the ones also causing the veteran suicide epidemic in this country.
Absolutely. What do you make of the attorney general saying five police died on January 6th, which has been a proven lie for over 2 years?
Yeah, actually, Tucker showed on his live show that the death of Sitnik was shown on there the next day, right on video on Fox News.
It's
if
insane.
Can pull that up, you can see it right on there. Absolutely.
Well, they all admit Sitnik died the next day, but the point is they doubled down and said, no, five police died that day. No police died that day.
They're completely corrupt. You can't rely on anything the government says. Also, my plug on the hair and beard formula, have you heard it lately, Alex?
No, I haven't heard your plug.
All right, let me give it to you. If you're a trainee with the fanny and need to get your fix, get the hair and beard formula because my wife has the best beard and bush in town. Just kidding. No beard.
Oh, my God. Thank you for your call. I appreciate your call. Thank you. Look, we got some special guests on with some really important information, but I want to go to break, come back, and jam in as many more calls as we can. Then after the guest leaves us, we'll take more calls. And we did do a special show last night that's posted at Man Up Video, about a two-hour show covering Tucker's report. I was told by Tucker that he was going to bring the goods and it was going to be huge. And then you saw what happened. And I just don't know what to say. I was talking to Tucker a little bit this morning on another matter. I just couldn't even bring it up because I could go figure out what happened from other sources, and I just want to leave him to his own devices about what he's going to do. But he got censored. He got shut down. And you saw him at the end of the show. He said, I promise you it will come out, and I believe him one way or another. They need to just put the raw 40,000-plus hours on the Internet. The security. Give me a break of the Capitol. They stood down, ladies and gentlemen. And let the provocateurs break in. We know the facts of what happened. And that criminal Chuckie Schumer's got our borders dissolved. All the mayhem and murder, but he says, oh, Tucker can't put footage out, it endangers the Capitol. You people endangered the Capitol by ordering the stand out and having provocateurs there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.